We certainly have a fondness for quizzes in our culture, at least when they're not sprung on us in class. Look at how popular quiz shows remain, not just on TV, but even on the radio with the likes of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Even newspapers get in on the action, like the Mail Tribune in Medford. The introduction of a feature called Since You Asked proved to be a good move at the paper. Questions from readers, answers from MT staff. That staff is headed by Bob Hunter, who's the Mail Tribune editor and our guest in the studio today. Bob, good to see you again.
Good morning.
So we all remember TV shows like You Asked For It, so this stuff has been done before. How did the Mail Tribune get its start?
Well, we started this probably close to 25 years ago.
Really?
It actually predates our digital archives, so we couldn't look it up that easily. But it started just with an idea of people have lots of questions about things that aren't maybe necessarily news stories. So we thought, well, let's try to answer some of those questions.
Now, in the way that it is done lately, though, was there a conscious decision at some point to take a slightly more irreverent or snarky voice to it?
That actually started fairly early on. The first editor who started answering the questions took that kind of approach to it, and it's carried through since then. So 9,000 columns later or something.
Is it that many now?
9,000? It has been.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you're approaching some milestone here. Right? Not too quickly, but 10,000 would be the next big milestone.
Yeah, we think it started sometime around 1990, so we've been going 25 years. So my math is correct. It's somewhere in that vicinity, although most journalists are not great math majors. But
yeah, you've noticed that. How often does it run then? I mean, is it pretty much as questions come in? I mean,
it's we run it every day. Mm-hmm. We get more questions than we can answer. We also get a lot of questions that we really don't want to answer. Everything from political philosophy to, you know, why the heck should I have to pay my property taxes kind of questions that take a little bit more than one column to answer. We get most of the questions come in by email. We also get questions from wives, brothers-in-laws, and friends who say, "Hey, what about how come this is like that?" And those can turn into Since You Ask questions as well.
So, who picks the question in the first place?
Well, we actually have a file, mm-hmm, at the Since You Ask International Headquarters, which is
that's one of the snarky references, yeah.
Which sits on top of a file cabinet in the newsroom, and all the questions get piled up in there, and the reporters and all the reporters take turns going through the questions, and I do as well. I just to set a good example, I am in the rotation for the Since You Ask questions, so we kind of paw through what's up there and groan about what the options are and then take the best shot.
You manage to keep a fairly consistent voice, though, considering all the different people who write it.
Right. It's I think people have bought into the idea that it's, we kind of have some fun with it. It's a little irreverent and a little self-deprecating, and we try not to, there are so many serious things in the paper that it's nice to have something that's not so serious.
You mentioned a groaning. I mean, is this because some of the questions are things like, what's your political affiliation, or why do I have to pay my darn property taxes?
Well, there's two reasons for the groaning. One is the basic nature of reporters who, you know, anything that they're expected to do is maybe not necessarily anything they want to do, but they soldier up and do it. The other is, right, we get questions that go on sometimes for a page and a half, and they're really not something we're going to be able to answer in a 15, you know, 10 to 15 inch column. So,
how big a range of time spent on this from knocked it out in 10 minutes to, my God, I've spent a week on this already?
Yeah, it can, probably not a week, but there are the quick ones. There are the occasional ones that come back time and again. We've probably answered the question of, you know, where did Roxy Ann Peake get its name? We've, mm-hmm, probably answered that about four times now over the years. And then others are complicated, or you think they're easy maybe, and you make a phone call and someone suggests you call somebody else, and you call somebody else, and then it snowballs, and suddenly you have spent parts of two or three days looking at it.
I have to believe that some of the stuff that started in SYA, since you asked, ended up leading to other stories elsewhere in the paper.
Right, right. It kind of goes both ways. Sometimes the SYA question ends up to be a story. Sometimes something starts as a story, ends up being an SYA question.
All right. Bob Hunter's the editor of the Mail Tribune in Medford. We're talking about SYA, Since You Asked, one of the more popular features in the paper. We'll come back and talk more about this. You can join us with your questions and comments as well. Back on the Jefferson Exchange with Bob Hunter and you in a minute 15. .836 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We're continuing our chat right now with Bob Hunter, who's the editor-in-chief at the Mail Tribune newspaper in Medford, about the longstanding Since You Asked series, which just proves, once again, people love to ask questions, and other people love to answer them as well. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your own questions about the column. 800-838-3760 by phone, jx@jeffnet.org by email. There must have been a few questions other than the 2.5-page screeds you mentioned that really do stump some of the writers and occasionally sources as well.
We've had questions. None immediately come to mind, but we've certainly had those kind of questions where the reporters take them and we have a list. We have an actual calendar up on the door that everybody comes in and out where the date that their SYA is due is posted on this calendar and they're supposed to cross it off. And then they come in pleading their case for why they haven't been able to get it done. And sometimes they're more complicated, or sometimes there just isn't an answer.
Well, there are, imagine, people who want conspiracy theories investigated and the like.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have those kinds of questions on a regular basis, which those get set aside, that we figure that's not really the place for it. Although sometimes those questions, like as you suggested, they can turn into news stories, which has happened for sure.
Are there some you won't touch with a 10-foot pole, like, you know, whether contrails change the weather, that sort of thing?
Right. Well, I don't know. We might take contrails on because there's some science behind that we could quote. But some of them can provoke a response on the editorial page in the letter writers. So which is fine.
Let's take a call. We have Jamie in Medford on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. You're talking to Bob Hunter, the editor at the Mail Tribune.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Just basically kudos as to your style of technique there. The news can be educational and entertaining. I don't have any connection with Trader Joe's news magazine, so to speak, advertisement that's every monthly, but they manage to convey information in a very stylish and entertaining and even jocular way. And I just want to say kudos. I do look forward to the Since You Asked column in the Daily Mail Tribune. And that's all I really had to say, guys.
Thanks for that, Jamie. Appreciate it. So how popular is it? I mean, is this one of the things that if it doesn't appear for a day, you get emails and phone calls?
It is popular. There have been a few days where it hasn't appeared, and invariably we get some comments like, I look forward to that. Where is it? And we also get the people who are angry at the paper over something, and they say, I'm canceling my subscription, and I really hate to do it because I really like reading the letters to the editor and the Since You Asked column. The rest of it, we don't care that much about, but but the Since You Asked column is invariably one of the things that people point to as one of their favorite reads.
What's the ratio then? You mentioned that the pile up on top of the file cabinet, the ratio of questions asked to questions answered.
It's probably about 50%, I would say. Some of the questions really aren't very answerable in that format, and some of them just don't strike anyone's fancy. They're maybe a little dull or off target, or they don't see any way to really have any fun at all with the story, with the question. So,
well, there is a great sense of fun to it, and I have to ask then if there are some questions that have provoked several minutes of laughter in the newsroom as you looked at them.
There are some.
You're being so diplomatic.
I know. Yes. Well, probably the more entertaining letters that never see print are the ones that are sent to the editorial page. But those are have similar tones. They want to get somebody or some something, and they're trying to use that, the question, as the vehicle to do that.
Now, some of the answers must provide education to a staff that I presume is relatively young, because that's the nature of journalism in smaller towns, like learning, for example, that the Medford Hotel that stands now is a replacement for a building lost to fire in the 1980s.
Right, right. There could be some of the younger reporters. We actually have a fairly mature, I'll say mature staff, since I'm a mature editor, that most of them have been around a while, so they're fairly familiar with it. But there's always some interesting questions where you learn things you didn't know. We have a question that's coming up here soon that the last, which is not a humorous topic, and we'll approach it not in a funny way at all, but that the last lynching in California occurred in Siskiyou County.
Really?
Yes, in the 1940s.
Really, that late?
Right, that question came in, and we thought, we'd never heard of that, and it's an interesting topic. The other interesting piece of that topic is that apparently all the newspapers, there were two local newspapers that reported on it, all the copies of all those papers were confiscated and destroyed by a group of people who went around and collected all these papers.
Wow.
To destroy the evidence that it ever happened. So sometimes you come across really interesting, and the historical pieces are always interesting to people.
Does Since You Asked have legs that could turn into, I don't know, Since You Asked t-shirts or collection books of Since You Asked columns of the past?
You know, it probably could if somebody wanted to take the time and energy in our spare time of putting out two newspapers and a, seems like, endless amount of website content. We haven't really discussed that.
The two newspapers being the Mail Tribune and the Daily Tidings of Ashland?
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Busy times as always. Bob Hunter, thanks for joining us today to talk about the Since You Asked column. Hope things are going well at the Mail Tribune.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jeff.